Yo, welcome back to the High Kicks podcast. How are we doing tonight? Carl is pissed off because I took like 35 minutes to get all the tech stuff ready for this recording. So I'm just going to say it so he doesn't get a chance to roast me for it.
You fuck. I literally wanted to start off immediately by being like, oh yeah, what did we spend the past 20 minutes doing?
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I didn't know I had to turn off my firewall for NDI because it just worked right away on my laptop. And then to figure out the right audio setup and everything that I needed for OBS was confusing, but I got it working and we are good. So shut up and let's talk footy.
I made a lot of drinks today, so we doing good.
Carl's a bartender, by the way. That would be why he made a lot of drinks.
Yeah.
I don't want you to come off as a raging alcoholic. People could have thought you made them for yourself.
I was going to let people just sort of guess.
Of course you wanted to be ambiguous, you little bitch. I almost said ambiguous.
Ambiguous.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Starting off, my God, the Euros have been a fun tournament so far. Germany have been one of the best teams, as presumed. Spain, by far, the number one side going into the next round, just because of their performance in the group stage. France was sort of abysmal, but they still made it through. We got Austria probably playing the best football of any team in the Euros right now.
We'll get to that in a little bit more detail later.
Turkey, disgusting. They're balling out as well. Portugal doing what was expected.
Overall, I'm just going to stop you because you're just kind of saying words now.
I wanted to say this. Group E is just,
dude, I feel so bad for Ukraine.
Yeah,
like,
but
everybody had the same record. They got eliminated on goal difference. They almost scored at the end against Belgium to send themselves through and eliminate Belgium. Wild.
Imagine.
They're the first team, Ukraine are the first team in Euro history to ever be eliminated with 4 points.
I was going to ask if this was the first time this ever happened in Euro history.
Yes.
Yeah.
Given that it's the first time any team has been eliminated on 4 points, it's the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. But I don't really know. Group C was awful, so I don't really want to touch upon that. But yeah, I think the next round's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I want to get into a little bit more detail of some of the matches that closed off the group stage, because we had some doozies and we got a little bit more things we want to go into detail about, like who needs to do what to, you know, move on. We're going to touch on a little Copa America. I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, which I'm assuming very few people do because we don't really post on YouTube too much, you can see all the topics behind us, or not behind us, next to us. But the first game that I want to talk a little bit more detail about is that outrageous Croatia and Italy match.
Yeah.
So, first off, Luka Modric gets a penalty saved. Gianluigi Donnarumma had an unbelievable match. Croatia take the lead in the 55th minute. They start defending. They start coasting their way there. And I think they got too complacent. I think they got too comfortable. I kind of think they took their foot off the gas and they allowed Italy to have chances to get back into it. And towards the end of the match, Calafiori came dribbling up the center of the pitch, lays the ball off to the left, and I hope I pronounce this right, but Zaccagni. I tried three times, three separate answers. I'm assuming they're all wrong, but
I have no clue.
We don't trust you with names anyway, Carl. We do not trust you with names anyway. But
it's sort of like in Zogni.
Inzaghi?
Yeah, Inzaghi.
No, but did you see this finish? Did you ever get a chance to see this finish?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't.
My guy, we run a footy podcast. Just watch.
I work every single day when these are happening.
You got YouTube at night?
Yeah.
We live in a digital age where that is not an excuse. Go on YouTube. Watch a highlight. Ball gets laid off to the left side. One touch curling finish into the top right corner around Livakovic. I have never seen, well, I've seen it once before, but a moment where you can see players from both teams laying on the ground, full of emotion, hands on their face. They look the same, but behind those hands, like covering their face like this, there's two completely different emotions. And they're covering their mouths too, but I'm going to sound like shit in my mic if I cover my mouth. But the only other time I've ever seen that was, I told this to Carl.
That was a nuts finish.
Right?
So I ended up seeing that Italy tied it. So I saw that Croatia scored, and then I saw like a little bit of the match when Croatia were coasting, and then like Italy started to come back, and then I had to stop watching.
Yeah, no, you missed an outrageous finish that knocked Croatia out and kept Italy in. It was, I was, That's what happens to my brain when I'm trying to think about, like, what was going through my head when that happened. It was unreal.
I'm just pissed that Luka Modric is out.
I was about to ask if you were frozen because you were just, like, stuck in one position, not moving for a second.
No, I'm honestly really salty. Like, Croatia played a really good match overall. I do think Italy were the better side on the day. Like you were saying, like, Donnarumma was on one.
He's been unreal this tournament.
Yeah. That's one of the things.
Unreal.
And me and you were talking about it, but Barella and his importance to the side.
Most important player on the team, in my opinion. I mean, outside of Donnarumma, because I'm biased and I'm a goalkeeper.
Yeah. But that's the thing. They have two very versatile pieces within their side. And then it's just Modric right now. Like,
I mean, they still have Brozovic.
Yeah, but Brozovic has taken a step back. And
yeah.
Like, he's playing in Saudi now.
I know.
Like, Kovacic is still good, but he doesn't see the field enough, like, during real games. And then, like, Vardio was balling until the end.
Yep. I just, towards the end of that match, they were so gassed. Both sides. And, I mean, it was 8 minutes of extra time. It was kind of crazy. Not going to lie. So
I wish I saw Modric pull another miracle.
I'm going to move us on. We need to talk about how much England needs to improve. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to kind of let you go a little bit, have Carl get loose. So I just want to hear your thoughts on where you think England need to improve. I'm going to send my two cents into it after you go. But
so if I'm taking over and going for England right now, the main issue is fucking everything with the side. Like, imagine a FIFA team that has a 90 overall, but zero chemistry. And that's just legitimately every single fucking possession for England.
I don't mean to cut you off real quick, but did you see that in a meme?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just needed to see if you were not original with that. Back to your rant.
Yeah, I was not original with that. I wish I was. Damn it. Damn it, Brian. But yeah, no. They've been abysmal. The fucking Jude Bellingham has not looked like any sort of forward that fucking... I you don't understand what's happening. Genuinely, I'm having an aneurysm looking at the side because Trent isn't playing good football at all. Bellingham isn't playing good football at all. Foden is being selfish as fuck and not playing good football at all. Eze isn't playing good football at all. You know who played good fucking football? Cole Palmer, who played 19 fucking minutes, who has he has more shots than Saka.
I just need to come in here and say it. Trent did not work out in midfield, but he did have the most chances created for the team. So to say he's not playing great football or good football, he was playing decent football. And
I don't think anyone on the England side is playing good football, though.
That's fair. I don't think anyone is playing good football. Legitimately? No. One person is.
And who is that?
Mark Ahe.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's a fucking joke. And everyone, like, literally, they're still supposed to be the number one rated seed going into the next round.
So they're a lot of people's, I guess, favorites to come out of their side of the bracket. Because their side of the bracket consists of Romania, the Netherlands, Austria, Turkey, them, Slovakia, Switzerland, and Italy. While the other side of the bracket has Spain, France, Germany, and Portugal, and Belgium.
Bro, Italy is smacking the fuck out of England right
now. I don't think so. I also think knockout football is different. I think
knockout football is entirely different, and I agree with you on that.
I truly think England is going to step up.
I think they could get dicked by Slovakia the way they've been playing.
I do not think
so. If they play the same exact way that they have been, an upset could happen like that. Do I really think they're going to lose to Slovakia? Not in your wildest dreams. But in the next round versus either the Swiss or Italy, I'm probably taking either of those sides against this current England team, unless everything clicks together like instantly.
That's what I was gonna say.
What it is,
so I'm in a Euro pool with like 35 other people. We get points based on how we predicted everybody was going to finish in the group stage, and then we get points based on how we picked the knockout games. So I don't know how this worked out for me, but I have England going to the final because I think they beat Switzerland or Italy. I just do. I think when it's all said and done, they're going to come together. They're going to win that game. And then once you beat a Switzerland or an Italy, it has clicked. And I think they roll through Austria. And then I think they lose to whoever comes out of the other side in the final.
I do think the best match of the entire tournament is going to be played in the next round. Austria versus Turkey.
I think Austria versus Turkey is going to be the best match of the round, too. I'm going to take over real quick. I just want to share my thoughts on how I think England need to improve. So, lots of ways. Honestly, lots of ways. I think Cole Palmer needs to see a lot more playing time. He was a major spark when he came in. 19 minutes, played like an absolute animal. If you saw the conversation with him and Southgate, and this is not an original thought, this is from a meme, so Carl can't call me out on it. but the whole internet is basically like, he needs to play because everything Southgate says to him goes in one ear and right out the other, and then he just goes out and plays his game. And this is one of my personal things where they lost a lot of chance creation with Trent. And I think he should be playing instead of Walker just for the offensive firepower. The rest of their defense is good enough that they can make up for it. And I think he needs to be on the pitch just for what he gives you with his ball playing ability. He can hit anyone with any pass from anywhere. And that's kind of where I'm at with that. I think Kobbie Mainoo needs to be on the pitch. I think he's better in the midfield than Connor Gallagher. And I think Jude needs to step the fuck up. Honestly, he scored their first goal and hasn't done anything since and didn't do anything in that match after, really.
I'm hopping back in. Yeah, nah, I 100% agree with the Jude slander right now. I just don't understand it. Like, what the fuck is he doing on the pitch right now? We were talking about how going into this tournament, he's one of the best midfielders in the world. And, like, he's one of the best box-to-box, like, currently, like, fucking debatably Lampard-esque at his young age. And I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what the hell is happening with this bullshit?
Yeah,
it's actually really frustrating to watch this England side because no one is clicking, especially like even when Rice wasn't injured, bro, the man was literally just passing it back every single time. That was hilarious. Like, for two games straight, the man is just passing it back. Why?
Your video just spazzed out. That was really funny.
Yeah.
Now you're good. I'm leaving it. But I just wanted to let you know. I mean, you're in Cape Cod. Your internet connection's not super great. We're using NDI over the internet to get your video. You know what I mean? Like, there's shit happens.
But
England need to improve.
Yeah, I don't know who. Like, yeah, Cole Palmer. Like, that's really who they need. Like, playing legitimate minutes right now, but. You need more than that.
Dude, I saw something that was like, put Saka at left back.
You were telling me that because he's so left-sided. And I'm like,
It's where he broke into the Arsenal team, but I don't see it.
I don't see that.
It was more like, you know, it could work, but it won't work. You want to know what I think also needs to happen that I didn't say before?
But
Anthony Gordon needs to be playing on the left wing.
Yeah.
Phil Foden is a far superior footballer to Anthony Gordon. But Anthony Gordon is a natural left winger, and Phil Foden is currently playing out of position. And Phil Foden plays better as like a 10.
Phil Foden is playing such selfish football right now.
He's just playing bad football.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, when normally he would pass it off in, like, an obvious, like, scoring situation, he's tried to take on three men every single time. He's trying to be Grealish on Villa, but, like, he doesn't have to be.
He's just not.
Well, that too.
Like, I kind of want to move on from this and just, like,
I want to rinse my mouth out by talking about arguably the best playing team in the entire tournament so far. Because England are just abysmal. They may end up going to the finals or the semifinals of this tournament. But guess what? They still fucking suck. They aren't winning shit.
Yeah, but we're moving on to Carl says the best performing team in the tournament. I personally say second best performing team in the tournament through the group stage.
Yeah.
Spain. But
yeah.
if you were to tell me going into this tournament that a group that had Austria, France, the Netherlands, and Poland, that Austria would be the winner.
Yep.
I would tell you, you were fucking crazy.
Bro, we predicted, I'm pretty sure, that they would be eliminated, like bottom.
I think
we actually took Austria over Poland.
I think I did, but I can check because I have all my picks on my phone.
I don't remember my picks.
This is Group D?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I probably had it.
So, by the way, I'm in second place in the pool right now.
Ooh. But yeah, no.
So, yeah, no, I got Poland in fourth. And then
yeah, okay.
I didn't get anything else in that group. But I'm in second place with 14 points. So I got 14 of the group spots correct out of a possible 18.
Austria is fucking disgusting.
Or not 18, like, 24.
Sabitzer is probably playing the best football of his career.
He's absolutely balling. You want to know? I was going to say, this is proving that he wasn't a fucking problem at United.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you top a group with France and the Netherlands, he was not the fucking problem at United.
Everyone's balling on this side.
They are playing such good football.
Legit. I don't even know what to say.
And you want to know who's not here?
Their best player.
Yeah. David Alaba's not here.
Yeah.
Like, need we say more?
Arnautovic is balling.
Arnautovic?
Yeah, holy shit. It's not Arnautovic anymore. Arnautovic, though. He's balling the fuck out.
Yep.
Sabitzer's balling the fuck out.
Yep.
Lamer, every minute he's seen has been quality.
They have just been the surprise of the tournament. And the gem, and the gems of the tournament.
Yes.
Actually, no. I don't. I would say Georgia are the gems of the tournament, getting to the knockout stage in their first ever Euros. But Austria will become the gems of the tournament.
Yeah, because fucking Georgia is not moving on. But I did want to mention Georgia, like Kravchuk. Oh my god,
that Napoli winger.
Yes, the Napoli winger is probably one of my favorite footballers to watch.
Kvaratskhelia. Like,
Kvaratskhelia.
Just stop trying. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
This ain't going well.
Yeah. No. So I... not to take Austria out of the limelight, but I just think it's time that we move on. I have a couple things. Stop.
Bro, I'm trying. I'm reading it and I'm fucking trying.
Listen to the pronunciation on YouTube and get the name right. I'm going to move on to our next topic. I am going to take the screen and I am going to say some horrible things about Greg Berhalter.
Okay.
Because the U.S. men's national team is way too fucking talented to lose their cool in the 15th minute. Get a red card and then lose to goddamn Panama. Nothing against Panama, but I watched like a good 90% of this game. I was on the phone with my sister and on the phone with my girlfriend. But Tim Weah, you are a professional athlete. Other professional athletes are going to try and get in your head. Larry Nance Jr. said on the Men in Blazers podcast tonight, it's hard. He has to deal with the Draymonds, the Dylan Brookses, the Pat Bevs. But you develop thick skin as a professional athlete. Tim Weah, you need thicker skin. I don't know what he said to you, but you can't punch somebody in the back of the head. You can't punch somebody in the back of the head. Like in the middle of a football match. Like that's a red card any day. And I understand he's a young player, but this falls on him and it falls on Greg. Because Greg should have prepared his team and let him know that Panama are going to try and get in their heads, try and mess with them mentally, because that is what they do. And he needs to go. I don't understand why they rehired him in the first place. I am so on the side of Greg Berhalter out that it is not even funny. He is wasting our best generation of players. We are hosting the goddamn Copa America, and we might not get out of our group that has us, Panama, Bolivia, and Uruguay. How are we not going to finish in a group above Panama? We have to beat Uruguay in our next match. Our only hope is that they don't play their starters. They beat Bolivia 5-0 tonight. They could do the same to us because they are that good. Let's hope they don't play their starters. But I also kind of hope we do go out in the group, because if we do, Greg Berhalter's ass is out the fucking door. And then we're going to have a real and competent manager for when we host the World Cup.
Hey, don't be too optimistic there. We don't know who they'd hire.
Anybody is better than Greg. There's a lot of people that are better than Greg.
A lot of people are. You said anybody. The I guy take me that, over Greg.
Anybody who would be qualified for the job for the most part. So
I'm trying to be a dick. But yeah, no.
Also, I've played against you in FIFA. I know the tactics you like to play. You might be better than Greg.
Actually, probably, like, depending on the day.
Like, you know what I mean? But I just, like, how the fuck do you lose to Panama
in a tournament? How the fuck does he have a job after on this home many soil? Times folding in half? Like, this dude has been scrambled time and time
he
again.
He doesn't have a marquee win.
No.
Like what? Iran in the World Cup when we needed to go through? Like, sure. His biggest match.
But it's against fucking Iran.
Hold on. His biggest match is a fucking draw against Brazil.
Yep.
Like, I just fucking can't. And I wish we had Chad here because he's such a big Greg hater. And would have been fun. But I. Like, the fuck? Somebody put in the Men in Blazers chat during the episode, we lost to a canal.
Accurate.
Matt Turner.
That's actually funny as fuck. You lost to a canal.
Matt Turner, you got to make that first save. Ethan Horvath, you got to make that second save. Balogun scored a really nice goal. But the goalkeeping wasn't up to par. I understand we like Matt Turner in this country. We need a better goddamn goalkeeper. Like, we had Tim Howard.
Yeah, but he's the Secretary of Defense, so you got to chill out there.
How does Matt Turner
watch
play
who
the?
You're talking about.
No, but I'm saying that in a positive way.
I know.
We had fucking Tim fucking Howard, and nothing against Matt Turner, but everything against Matt Turner. It's a major downgrade. And if
everything against Matt Turner, fuck Matt Turner.
I mean, I just don't want to be mean to a fellow goalkeeper, but
he's mid.
I mean, of course he's mid.
Like, I'd take the Leeds goalkeeper.
Nah, Melier has kind of fallen off a little bit in the last couple of years. He's been very error prone. I would not. There's a reason why Matt Turner is a backup in the Premier League and not playing in the Championship, and he was a starter in the Premier League for a little bit. He's not a great goalkeeper. He's not Tim Howard. Tim Howard on this team, and we could win this whole damn tournament.
Tim Howard on this team, and fucking we're winning the Euros.
What?
Yeah, sorry. A little bit of optimism.
Yeah, So before we get into our little Euro knockout preview, there's just one thing I need to leave you all with regarding the U.S. national team. Three words. Fuck Greg Berhalter. Dude, these knockout stages are going to be pretty sick, though.
Who are you taking to win the entire thing? We already went over this.
I still got Germany. So I made all my picks for this pool. I'll run down what I think. So the way the pool worked is we had to pick every game and then the total number of goals that we think are going to be scored in the group stage. Or not in the group stage, in the knockout round. So I got Netherlands beating Romania, Austria beating Turkey, England beating Slovakia. I think I took Switzerland. I took Switzerland.
Wait, you're taking Austria?
Over Turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have England, Germany, Portugal, and France. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. Going to the quarterfinals, my matchups are the Netherlands and Austria. I took Austria in my pool. I have England and Switzerland. I took England. And then I have England going to the final. I have Germany beating Spain. I think I had Portugal over France, but I don't remember what I put. And I'm not going to make the selection because I don't want to say the wrong one that I chose because it doesn't really matter. I have Germany in the final and I have Germany beating England. I am sticking to the guns that I made on the TikTok that we both posted. And I'm staying with Germany as my winner. And then I did the math on this really quick. I have like 27 goals being scored in the entire knockout match or rounds.
Germany is the best team in the tournament. So I'm taking Germany.
I don't think they're the best team. I think they're the most complete.
I think France is the best team, but
I think France is the best team in the tournament. I think Germany is the most solid front to back.
I think the final is going to be the Dutch versus Germany, and Germany is going to end up winning. So what's going to happen is Italy beats Switzerland, England beats Slovakia, the Dutch beat Romania, Austria beats Turkey. Germany beats Denmark, Spain beats Georgia, France beats Belgium, Portugal over Slovenia. Then I'm taking Italy over England. I'm taking the Dutch over Austria. And I'm taking...
Austria's playing better football than the Dutch are right now, so I'm not. But I got
they you. Are. They are, but like Frimpong is still one of the best players of the entire year. And I think like a few pieces for them can click for like a one-off like that.
That's fair.
Like they're good enough. Like Virgil van Dijk is really good. Hate to say it. Spain are gonna lose to Germany. France over. Or I'm taking Portugal over France right now.
Cool.
France suck. Or I'll take France. I'll take France over them. But
make a decision.
I'm taking France. I'm taking France, but they're still going to lose to fucking Germany in the round after. And then the Dutch are beating Italy. And so, yeah, Germany over to the Dutch final. Currently.
For anybody listening out there who wants to share what their picks are, I'd love to hear them. You could send us an email at highkickspodcast@gmail.com. Or like send us a DM on Instagram or on TikTok at the High Kicks Podcast. But
Brian wants people to slide into his DMs.
I want to engage with our small community of listeners.
Slide into his DMs. He's into that.
Only if you want to talk about footy.
He has a girlfriend.
But I like footy.
You're into feet. So.
I was waiting for you to make that joke. I'm really excited though. The Euros has been great. I would like to see Germany win it at home. I think it would be,
that'd be pretty sick.
I think it would be really cool.
I just don't want France to win again.
They haven't won the Euros in a while.
Yeah, but they won the fucking World Cup.
There would be one really cool thing about France if they win. Something that I'm not sure will ever happen again either. Didier Deschamps, if France win the Euro, will become the first man to win both the Euro and the World Cup as both a player and a coach.
That's fucking nuts.
That would be such a crazy stat to have, like, in your repertoire.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're not wrong.
But
yeah,
I hope,
you realize
what?
Real quick that my bar wasn't colored the entire time. That's okay, right?
On Riverside?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, I told you this. It doesn't affect the recording.
Oh, okay. You didn't say it doesn't affect it.
I literally told you that I'm listening to you on Discord and not on Riverside, and that sliding your bar down doesn't affect the recording. I told you this. This is why the tech setup took 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, this was confusing today.
Yeah, but I'm really excited for just kind of like, you know, the knockout
a
stages.
Good tournament.
I am very close to punching a hole in the wall for the whatchamacallit, Copa America.
Yeah, but I was about to say, that's not going too hot for us, but
no, it is not. But we are gonna make our way out of here.
Yes.
Thank you. Tune in to listen. Hit us up if you want to share your Euro predictions. I made a new TikTok account called Brian Talks Footy if you want to see my own personal opinions on the sport. But yeah, I'm excited for the knockouts. It's going to be a good time. Carl, do your quick sign off.
Peace, finger guns. I didn't do it at the beginning. Fuck.
I noticed you didn't do the finger guns, and I just didn't want to say anything because I wanted to see if you would remember.
I want people to think that I forgot.
Fuck off, you did forget.
Because I did forget.